You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. The Big Picture on BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon, this is The Bigger Picture. I'm Meera Sivisodi with you this Friday afternoon. In this segment, we explore the health benefits of pets as far as children are concerned, in particular, children with autism. But meanwhile, Shamini Hansen is in the studio with us to shed some light on what the Sisters Network is all about. Thank you for taking the time to be with us, Shamini.
Thank you for inviting me, Meera.
No worries. Shamini, you're a trained life coach and founder of the Sisters Network in Kuala Lumpur. How and when did you get into life coaching?
Well, I think I got into coaching because I was looking for some solutions in my personal life. You know, I was facing some challenges. And I walked into a training that was a coaching-based training. There was a coach there. And I really liked how the coach was working with us. And I really got a lot of benefit for myself. And it also sparked a deep desire. I've always been in counseling. When I was in high school, I was the president of the counseling body. I even aspired to be a psychiatrist at some point in time in my life. And when I saw my coach there working so such beautiful magic, understanding and helping us discover ourselves, I go like, gosh, you know, I want to do that too. And life, you know, went down that path where there was an opportunity. I took a step when I lost my job, actually.
Okay.
I used that opportunity to train myself again, learn a new skill. I did NLP and a lot of voluntary coaching to build up the skill. And that's how it got started.
How long was it before you started the Sisters Network?
I think maybe about 6 months after I finished my training, I realized, you know, because, you know, from an employee, I became a business owner.
Okay.
And as a business owner, I needed to know which market did I wanted to connect with and who I wanted to work with. And I was, of course, very passionate about working with women. And I go like, how do I serve women? You know, because I knew as a woman of this century where we have got jobs and we've got our families and trying to balance everything is really... We haven't learned how to do this because we didn't see our moms or our grandmas do it. So we were really, really pioneering this new way of being. So I wanted to support us. Actually, I wanted to support myself. So I created a group where like-minded women can come and say, yes, we can all do it, you know, not just me.
And it's called the Sisters Network.
Yeah, and that was on April 13th, 2006 was my first meeting.
Okay, and what's the Sisters Network based on?
Well, it's... It's about women having it all. I know that's a big claim or a big, you know, desire. You know, how can women have it all? Why not? You know, as a coach, I'm trained and I'm taught to believe that why not challenge the old beliefs and the old way of being, you know? Why not believe that you can have it all? You can have the career, you can have your family, marriage, children, health, and also be able to serve the community, which is what Sisters Network is all about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how does the program actually work?
Well, it starts with women coming with a focus. So we don't have, it's not an empty chat for 2 hours. It's a focused conversation. And women come with a goal in mind that they have set for themselves that they want to achieve. And the period is a 6 months period, and the meetings are twice a month. So the twice a month meeting are just are basically to celebrate our achievements. It's a huge reframe from how we normally operate in life because we're always like, oh, I didn't do enough or that didn't get done, you know. At Sisters Network meetings, when you come into the meeting, the moment you step in is like, wow, what did you create in the past 2 weeks? You know, what did you achieve? What did you learn? You know, it's a huge celebration of life, of how we are changing our lives and the things that we are achieving. So it's a very high energy meetings, you know, very motivating. And all of us, and I know a lot of my sisters are listening in today, we always gather some really spectacular learning for ourselves through the meetings, through the sharing. Yeah. And so that's how the meetings are. That's the the process. Yeah.
How many people actually belong to this network?
Since I started Sisters Network, I've had about 200 sisters come and go in our meetings, you know, some to explore, some to stay to the program. I actually have a sister who stayed from the first meeting until now. You know, she's been diligently being there. And like anything where you're committed to, you create the greatest results. And she used the meetings and used the network to change her career, you know. She knew her contract at work was ending, so she needed to find a new career. She saw what I was doing. She liked what I was doing. She got herself trained as well, you know, did the practitioner, master practitioner, and then she found her passion in hypnotherapy, and now she's a trained hypnotherapist.
Brilliant.
I know.
So how does this actually work? Do we come in and out whenever we want to, or is it a program that we have to stick to? How does it actually work?
Well, it's the consistency that creates results. Anything, like anything, it's the consistency that creates results. You can step into the program at any time. Yeah, there is no beginning or end. It's an ongoing process. And when you start, there's a 6 months period, you know, for you to complete your whatever you were looking for, whatever answers you were looking for, in 6 months to find those answers, to get yourself started and launched, so that you can move on to bigger things. And if you want to stay on after that, by all means.
So you have a one-to-one session before anyone actually joins the program to find out actually what they actually want, or do you just share it on the first day, what you aspire to achieve?
Most of my sisters, you know, what's this Chamonix? So they always want to see me on the side, have a cup of coffee and investigate, and, you know, it's not a where we, you know, everyone gets together and, you know, bitch, or everyone's crying, or, you know, we don't have to spill our guts. And so they just want to check that it's not that kind of a working group, you know.
Okay.
And when they see me and they realize they want to explore it, then they come for the first meeting, and some of them just know that's what they want. They come right away. You know, they've heard about it because women are great word of mouth advocates. You know, so they come and they start, and then they commit to the program.
So, what are some of the issues that women? I shouldn't call them issues, really.
Yeah.
What are some of the common positive stuff that women come and share with you?
Well, a lot of us, I think, want to know how we can do it. You know, how can we have a harmony? You know, I hate to use the word balance because we are struggling to balance, and it's hard to balance everything and to keep everything going at 100% all the time. I learned this term harmony through Ivan Meissner, the founder of BNI. You know, I was part of that network, and he says, life is a harmony. You have high notes and you have low notes, and together you make beautiful music. So everything is not a high all the time, you know. And women come together got to learn that life is like that. It's a cycle, you know. Lows don't get so low, and the highs can get as high as you want it to be. So that's what we all aim for. Yeah, we all go for that.
Okay. I'm talking to Chamonix Hansen, the founder and coach at Sisters Network. In a moment, when we come back, we'll talk about how to actually empower the woman.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.